ओम शांति। सो सो फार यू हैव अंडरस्टूड हु आर यू, हु आर यू? हाँ, पीसफुल सोल। एंड वेयर यू मेडिटेट, वेयर डू यू मेडिटेट? टू होम, टू होम? Supreme Being. Any name for Supreme Being? Shiv Baba. Okay. Yesterday you had on karma. So everything clear on karma? Okay. After 11 o'clock, after tea break, we will have question answer. So if you have question answer, question, write it down in your diary. Everybody has got diary, isn't it? Yes. So today we are talking on this drama wheel. So world is a drama. We are all actors. So any movie or drama has, first they fix the story, isn't it? So the drama story of this unlimited drama is also fixed, preordained. And it is eternal drama. Eternal means no beginning, no end. Because in a circle, you can begin from anywhere and end at that other point. So here also is eternal. It goes on and on and on. No break. So we are all actors playing the role. And this role that you are playing now in this birth is for one birth. So for one birth, somebody may be your mother, father, friend, teacher, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever it is. So that is for one birth. Once somebody dies, it means, what does it mean? Soul is eternal. But their karma with that friends and partner finished. But the soul is eternal. So it's not the end of the life. So after the soul leaves body, what happens, has somebody told you yesterday? Karma with reincarnation? Somebody has talked about reincarnation or no? No. Okay. So once we leave this body, we actors don't like to stay and do nothing, isn't it? Even a child, no, when it is playing, and if it is hurt, what it will do is, he will say, I'm never going to play again. And after a few days, start again. Same thing here also. Now at the moment, there is so much sorrow. Some may have a health problem, some may have wealth problem, some may have relationship problem, whether at work or at family or whatever it is. So what happens? We say, no, now I don't want to come into this birth again. Or some of them, no, they say, I want to have now nirvana. I don't want to come into the cycle of birth and death. But Unfortunately, all actors had to play part. They had to come again. At least one birth. So in this drama, we take maximum 84 births. Minimum one birth. Because even Shiv Baba says, I had to come once in a cycle to help you out. I can't remain without playing my role. I had to play my role. So Shiv Baba also has to play the role and comes into the cycle. And he says, you have to play minimum one part. Otherwise you are not actors, isn't it? If you don't play part, you are not actor. So now in this eternal drama, usually we start from here, where we are now. We are at the end of this Iron Age, beginning of Golden Age. The cycle turns golden, silver, copper, iron. So 5,000 years ago in the world, it was Golden Age or heaven, heaven on the earth. So at this time, which we call as confluence age, confluence of two cycles. This is confluence of two ages. When Satyug ends, Treta starts. Or Golden Age ends, Silver Age starts. Then there is confluence age between silver and copper. Copper and iron. But most important is confluence between iron and golden. Now to come down the ladder, it's easy, isn't it? To step down is easy. To climb up, we become breathless. How many became breathless climbing from down over here? Those who are in Harmony House, they don't have to be breathless. Only when they go from dining to their room, they may become breathless. So climbing is difficult, but falling is easy. So from Golden Age, we start falling down. So in Golden Age, everybody was healthy, wealthy, happy. No problem. No sickness, no crimes. The nature was very cooperative. So this is Asia region. You are from Asia region? Those who came just now, are you from Asia? Which part of Asia? So Golden Age, people are divine or deities, and they are completely pure. 16 celestial degrees complete means just as the moon is full moon. No, when full moon is there, in Hindi they say it's 16 celestial degrees complete. So when we are complete, all virtuous, completely viceless, then we are in Golden Age, healthy, wealthy, happy and prosperous. Everything was golden. The utensils were golden. No, that's why when a person is born in a rich family, we say, oh, he had golden spoon in mouth. So in golden age, the spoon, not only spoon, plate, all utensils were golden. To that extent, even the palace were golden. So if you have been in art gallery, you might have seen how everything is golden and how prosperous they are. You might have seen the picture of Lakshmi Narayan also in art gallery, how much decoration they have. So many ornaments. So that is Lakshmi and Narayan. It's the rule of Lakshmi and Narayan here. And the average age is 150 years. So when they become old, they hand over the kingdom to the son. So every couple will have one son and one daughter. Neither more nor less. In Iron Age, some couples don't have any issue. They really are craving to have a child, but they don't have child. And some have so many children that they have to give away. They give away and adopt, some people adopt them. So that's golden age. So each age is 1250 years. Cycle totally the duration of the drama once is 5000 years. Just as movies, no? We'll say every movie will last 2.5 hours or something. The time is fixed. In the same way here, that the duration of the cycle is 5000 years. Each age, gold, silver, copper, iron, is 1250 years. So golden and silver both are known as heaven. Means in silver age also they are all virtuous, completely viceless. But rather than 16 celestial degrees complete, in silver age they are 14 degrees, 2 degrees less. And there is the kingdom of Moon Dynasty. Golden Age, Sun Dynasty, Silver Age, Moon Dynasty. Those who are from Hindu background or Indian background, they must have seen Sri Ram always have bow and arrow in his hand. It means the soul in the previous birth was fighting with Maya. Didn't conquer Maya. That's why they are 14 degrees less than golden age. So there the lifespan average is 100 years. So in golden age, if people in 1250 years, they will take 8 births, rebirths. In the end, I will talk on reincarnation. So in golden age, 8 reincarnation, in silver age, 12 reincarnation, because 100 average lifespan. So here also health, wealth, happiness, prosperity, everything is there. So no sorrow. not many religions. One language, one kingdom, one religion. Both in golden and silver age. So no conflict. No war. No crime. No police, no judges, no lawyers, no doctors. Because everybody is healthy. So it's a perfect world, golden and silver age. Then we come to copper age. Copper age, they started becoming little vicious. Ego may start. Ego, anger, greed, gradually from copper age started. So everything that we see in present world begins in gold, silver age, copper age. Crime, police, judges, lawyers, hospitals, doctors gradually start. Because as you know, at least Western medicine may be modern, but Ayurveda is ancient. So Chinese medicine also I think is quite ancient. So all this medicine started in copper age. And the world divided into various continents. Because in golden silver age only one continent. And population to start with in golden age only 900,000. Gradually it increased, went on increasing. As far as I know, even in last 30 years, the population has doubled, world population. So copper age, different religions started. Golden silver age, we say it was ancient deity religion. Copper age, we had Islam, Buddhist, and Jain religion were contemporary on non-violence based on. Then Muhammad Peygamber, the last messenger of Islam, which was 1400 years ago. So different religions started. So naturally, as different religions started, they will start having little bit conflict. I and my religion and my scripture and all this conflict started from little bit from copper age. And we have Indian history of copper age. I don't know Chinese history how long it is, but the Western history, at least American and Australian, New Zealand is only 200-300 years ago when Vasco da Gama came and all sorts of people came. But Indian recorded history is of about 2500 years. So we know what, how people went on along. Division of the kingdom. And some wars also went on. And this is Iron Age. Day by day, there is immorality, degradation, crimes, corruption, adulteration, all sorts of problems. Everywhere in the world, India is also no more good in that moral level. So on one hand, spirituality starts in India. About 80 years ago, Shiv Baba started giving this knowledge. 1936, Shiv Baba started giving this knowledge. And because Shiv Baba is incorporeal, he needed some human medium. Because he has to speak to us, isn't it? Without speaking to us, how would we know anything? Our intellect is not pure and clean enough to catch inspiration from God, from soul world. So Baba had to incarnate when there is too much irreligiousness in the world. So at the Iron Age, now in Copper Age the lifespan is average 60 years. So 21 births. In Iron Age, if you count total age, average age, 30 years. Though many countries have 60, 70 years average at the moment, but we are not considering children death. So many children dying. So if we consider totally overall average lifespan in copper age, iron age, 30 years and 42 births. So gradually people become more and more vicious, and from 16 celestial degrees, they reach at the end of Iron Age, no degrees. And 16 celestial arts, they have 16 celestial arts, art of writing, art of administration, art of communication. So all these arts, arts of being friendly, enjoying gathering, enjoying solitude, so different art, that every activity is full of art in golden and silver age. And that's why in Hindu temples what they do is they have variety dresses at variety time. Same deity, morning they wake up the deity, and then they have the darshan, or they go to visit the temple in the morning and they have different dress. Then after shower and all, they have different dress. afternoon, 5 o'clock, different dress. Whilst going to sleep, different dress. So the Hindu devotees, they go to temple so many times. And there is always different dresses there, deities are decorated with. So the priest is busy changing dresses all the time. and feeding 3 times. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, etc. So when they are eating, they close the curtain. Then open the curtain so many times. So every activity is worth seeing. So now we have reached at the end of the Iron Age, or Confluence Age. Other ages are 1250 years, but Confluence Age is only 100 years. After that, 80s have already gone. 80 years have already passed, Confluence Age, since Baba started giving the knowledge. So this Confluence Age is small period but very important. Because those human beings who are suffering and invoking deities, what happened? They were invoking deities, please come and liberate us from sorrow, purify us, etc. So at this time, God incarnates, gives the knowledge. And that knowledge we have to imbibe to purify ourselves. He doesn't change the world from Iron Age to Golden Age just like doing magic. Not like Aladdin's lamp. So he's not magician in that sense. But he gives knowledge. Gives us guidance, empowers us, so that we become pure again. So far during the cycle we were falling down. From 16 degrees we came to 0 degree. Now it's time to rise from 0 degree to 16 degrees. So it's the time of rising stage, stepping up from totally fallen down. We climb to Golden Age. See, the decline has been 5,000 years and rising in 100 years. That is a magic. Because as I said, is falling is easy. And fast. No, if you have to get down the mountain, it will be fast. But if you have to climb the mountain, it takes a long time. So, this is God changes us from impure to pure. 0 degree to 16 celestial degrees in a short time of 100 years. So afterwards, at the end, what will happen? Natural calamities. Earthquake, volcano, typhoon, storms. Flooding, tsunami. All such natural calamities will be there in all the 5 continents. Atomic war. Because at the moment we have so much atomic power, we can destroy the whole world in 5 minutes. It just needs one crazy politician to start the war. And everybody is prepared to retaliate. So there may be atomic war, natural calamities and civil war. Like Syria. Civil war is going on for last 5-6 years. It will kill so many people, their own people. And many places, no? They fight amongst different communities like Africa and all, or different religions. Shia will fight with Sunni, different community fight with each other. So that will be the destruction before new world. Then there will be establishment of the new world. So at this time, preparation for new world is going on by spirituality. Baba is preparing us for new world. On the other hand, scientists are preparing for war. And nature also gets affected by our vibration. Because wherever there has been too much negativity, I have seen nature is also negative. In Sri Lanka, Tamil tigers were fighting with government for 20 years. And there, tsunami was also, no, because the ocean also was so angry and upset that whatever number of people died in 20 years, in 5-7 hours, that many people died. Indonesia also, one city was totally wiped out. So wherever there has been such negativity and animosity, I find the nature is also angry and upset. And you must have observed, now, as is the master, so will be the dog. The pets, they pick up the personality traits of the master. If master is friendly and running around, the pets also will be running around. If master is sitting in one corner, in one chair, dog also will be sitting by the side. If master is shouting and getting angry, dog also will be barking a lot. So the human vibrations affect animals, plants. Even botanists have done the research. Where the people are peaceful, the plants grow fast. Where people are getting angry and shouting and animosity, the plants are also not growing fast. So effect of human beings is on everyone. So now we will talk about reincarnation also. How do we say that there is reincarnation? How many of you believe in reincarnation? Few. Okay, so I will try to give some proof of reincarnation. First and foremost is, in India, what has happened is One of the researchers was doing research on reincarnation. So what happens is usually a child just starts speaking at the age of about 1.5, 2 years. So they will speak something odd and demand something odd. So there was a girl born in a Brahmin family in India. And Brahmins are never non-vegetarian. They are very pious people, priestly people. And this girl started demanding pork. So the parents say, we never eat pork. And she remembered her previous birth. She says, whenever we had festivals in my life, we used to buy pork and eat. And she started telling about her previous life that they were from low caste, untouchable. Brahman is highest caste. So they remain in their dignity and never eat food cooked by somebody else and all. So this girl started, I was from a low caste and I used to play drums. My children were singing songs and I died of accident. So in that birth we used to, on festival day, eat pork. So the girl named the village where she was and how many children and everything. So this person who was doing research, he went there and he found the story true. The second story is, there was one boy, about 7 years old. He had been to marriage with his father. So as soon as he saw one gentleman, he started hiding behind his father and said, "Father, father, save me. This person may kill me. He had killed me in my past birth." So in the previous birth, they were both brothers and having their pharmacy, running business together. But the brother got his brother killed. So he named the village where they were. Then this person took him to that town and he identified his house of the previous birth. He climbed the stairs and went and named his all children's name, his wife's name, everybody's name. This is my wife and these are my children and all. So this researcher called the friend of that deceased person and he showed the album. And in album, he was standing behind the curtain in his previous birth. So the friend asked in that album, "Where are you?" So he could point out, "I was standing behind the curtain." So the thing is, they have done many such research. I have given you only 2 examples, but many research. Even some of the, I've read some of the English literature where they're talking about reincarnation to that extent, no? In the second birth, they have some mark of the previous birth's death. Because somebody was murdered with knife over here. In the second birth also he had a scar. One woman, she died of, she had, delivered her own child with incision of knife, difficult delivery rather than cesarean. It is old age. She killed herself by opening her abdomen to bring out the child. And in next birth she was having pain in uterus region. So there are few examples. And what happens is usually they do remember something of the past life. So that's why, you know, we say love at first sight, what is it? Huh? Yeah, there is that attraction or pull, karmic account of the previous birth. Or what happens is sometimes we have some memory sometime. I remember one of the Mauritian sister. She came to Mount Abu and they were going to Udaipur by bus. So while she was going on Udaipur by bus, she remembered this place and she said, oh, I know this place. Now there will be river. And there was a river. And many times people have memory of the houses they have been. So they go for the first time to new city and say, oh, I know this house. And they can describe that house before going inside. I met one lady in New Zealand and she had deep love for India. She had been to many times to India and she had all her house decorated with Indian carpets and Indian pictures and all sorts of things. So to one of the astrologer or they have tarot card reader and all sorts of things. She said that she was Indian temple dancer in previous birth. And I met another couple in Sydney where this couple said that one of the astrologers told that they were husband and wife for 7 births. And husband was in one of his life king. So he had very much ego. Even in this birth, he was quite having ego. So many times people talk about it. And I met one American psychologist. He was giving a lecture and he was saying that he had so many patients, he was hypnotizing those patients, past life and all. So he said, I had so many incidents of patients that even if as a Christian I'm not taught about reincarnation, but knowing the history of this patient, I can say there has been reincarnation. And he shared the story of one American lady who had never been to Egypt. But when she was hypnotized, she started speaking Egyptian language. Another patient, during hypnosis, started painting like a professional artist. During normal life, he was not an artist. But during hypnosis, so he must be artist in his previous life. And we have many examples. 2-year-old child, 3-year-old child playing piano like a professional artist. We had some Bal Guru and all, at the age of 4, he would recite the hymns of scriptures. He hardly could speak his own language or write or read, and he would speak in Sanskrit language. So when they have that previous life, they carry our previous life's habits and sanskars and personality traits. So if somebody is pianist and he dies, he carries that sanskar of playing piano. And at the young age, 2 year, 3 year, they play without being taught. So the thing is, the soul is eternal. When we leave this body, it means we have cleared our karmic account with whoever we are associated. And we go and take rebirth in a family where we haven't settled karmic account. And because of this karma, you know, sometimes some children are born disabled. Why? Previous life's karma. And variety, we carry our personality traits. So in this birth, if somebody has been in army, now right from childhood, the child will say, I want to become soldier. Somebody will say, no, I want to become a pilot. Somebody will say, I want to become a doctor, right from childhood, because they had previous life memories. And that's why we find, even in one family, one parents, same parents, brought up in the same family, children are different. They bring their personality traits of the past life. So we say, as was the end of the previous life, so will be the beginning of the next life. We bring those personality traits. And that's why there is so much variety. Karma and reincarnation go hand in hand. Our karmic account will decide where we are born in the next birth, or how long we live in this life. So now, the confluence age can end any time. Baba has been telling that time is short. Whatever you want to do, do it now, or you may never get chance. So we have this slogan, now or never, and be ready for suddenly. Sudden death can be there. Whether destruction happens or not, but I can die any time, isn't it? There is no guarantee. Now people are walking and knocked down by bus or car or motorbike, die on the spot. People are diagnosed with cancer and may die in 1 month. When there was SARS epidemic, how many died? So the thing is, there is never certainty ever about our life. We have to be ever ready to die. And before our death, we should do whatever we want. Whatever we want. You know, I read one article in CNN that one lady she had terminal cancer. American lady. So she decided, I'm going to die. So she told her son and daughter-in-law, let's go on a tour. And they toured for 9-10 months in different parts of America. And she was posting everything on her Facebook. So there were about 40,000 or something her Facebook friends inviting her to their home, having dinners and parties and functions and all. And I remember even in Mauritius, when I told, time is short. So he said, okay, if time is short, I must tour all around the world. Whereas I say, okay, time is short. Whatever good karma, charitable karma I have to do, let me do it now. Not wait that, oh, when I become old, when my children are settled, when everything is done, I will spend my time in spirituality. No. So, we have to start doing everything as soon as possible. So this time is very important. Because whoever had been searching for God, it's time for them to know God, to receive whatever they wanted from God, especially spiritual treasures. Material treasures we don't expect from Baba. That I'll be wealthy here, no. I can be ever healthy, wealthy, happy in golden age, not this birth. But for that, I have to perform good actions, good karma. That will bring me to golden age, ever happy time. So let us have 2 minutes meditation and then we will start question answer. Om Shanti. So this is microphone. Whoever want to ask question on any topic that we have talked about so far, you can ask about soul, God, karma, drama.
Thank you. How is it known that it's a 5,000-year cycle? Why 5,000? Is that a special number? How is that determined?
Why? Can you say why 12 hours day and 12 hours night? Because in nature, some of the things are fixed. We have, cyclic. Summer, winter. Or in Asia, we have summer, winter, monsoon. Like we have cyclic. Everything is cyclic. And according to planets and all, how the movements are going on around sun, we have day and night. The same manner, this is the history of 5,000 years, of which, as I said, in India we know history of 2,500 years. But before that, now we have got some mythology stories of Krishna and Rama and all. But it is not a history, it's just a mythology stories. So now God reveals us. Because when we take promise in a court, what we say is, I'll tell the truth, whole truth and nothing but truth, isn't it? So God is truth. he will say nothing but truth, whole truth. So God is revealing this truth, that this is the cycle of 5,000 years. The history which we don't know, now Shiv Baba is telling us. Because human intellect is after all limited. And we keep on knowing more and more things. Any other question? Yeah.
Didi, in some culture it is believed that those who commit suicide will not take a rebirth or will have that difficulty in rebirth. What can you share about that?
Can you speak slowly and
clearly?
Because I find a little bit difficult to understand.
In some culture I have heard that those who commit suicide, who die by taking their own life, that they will have difficulty taking a rebirth.
They will not die. They will not take rebirth, or difficulty to take rebirth.
In some culture,
they will be wandering souls. Wandering souls.
Yes. So what do you have to share about that, Didi?
I do believe in that. Ghost or evil spirit or bodiless spirits. I have heard many stories. I don't want to tell those stories. Once I told these stories of all these evil spirits at night, some people said, oh, now we may not be able to sleep tonight.
So Didi, for this unhappy spirit, that it's...
Because until their desire is fulfilled, they don't take rebirth. Because unfulfilled desires. Because many times some people are murdered suddenly. They are not ready to die. They had desire to have marriage and sex life and family life and all. And suddenly they die. So they wander around until they fulfill their desire. But some of them, they do good jobs also. Because I heard of one of the mother in England. She died and she had many children, about 5 children. And what she used to do is every night she come and wash the dishes. So at night the dishes may be dirty in the wash basin, in the morning everything clean and tidy. In Mauritius, I was living in a house which was a haunted house. So we didn't know it was haunted house, but people who used to come to do the course, they used to say, why you are staying in this house? This is haunted house. People living in this house have died on just streets, just across the road. Many people. And the lady who was working in our house, she was working for a few years in the same house. So she told the story that the landlord who was building the house, he died before this house was completed. So he was like wandering. So she told that once she was in that house where one tenant was staying, and the couple had gone for movie late night, so the children were at home. So they kept the maid over there in the home to look after the kids. And he said, around 11 o'clock before the couple came, she heard shoes in the corridor. And the kitchen light was turned off. Suddenly the kitchen light turned on. So that ghost went to kitchen, switch on the light. So she had that experience of body, lost soul, moving around. So quite a few people, I have heard quite a few stories, until they fulfill their desire, they roam around. And once they fulfill their desire, they take rebirth.
How do they fulfill their desire in that ghostly stage?
What they do is, I think some people have experience that in middle of night somebody is choking their throat, no, pushing the chest, and they wanted to shout, they couldn't shout, they wanted to uplift the hand, they couldn't uplift the hand. So whoever they have animosity with, they will give them trouble. If there is a desire of sexual relationship, they trouble some woman or something, because they feel that somebody is trying to touch me and embrace me and all sorts of things. So they have experience, bodiless soul moving around or doing something, somebody doing something, they can't see the figure, but somebody either hurting them or doing, as I said, good job for them.
Thank
so they are not necessarily evil, they may be good and help also.
Didi, I would like to find out about countries like, say, Ethiopia. Ethiopia, like countries that are suffering, like a whole country, we speak about karma.
Suffering.
Yeah, like a whole country.
Yeah, yeah, just as Hitler did so much massacre.
That's right. So when we talk about collective consciousness, we talk about our own karma. How is our karma affecting a whole country? Like a country's karma also affects us, our family's karma also affects us. How does that work?
It is collective karma, no? Like whole country is wiped out, or whole city is wiped out. That's city's karma, whole city's karma. In the same way, it may be family karma. One person suffering, but one person having cancer, terminal cancer. So the whole family will suffer. And it will be karmic account, not with the family, but doctor, pharmacist. They have to pay money to the doctors, to the pharmacist for medicine. So it's karma with many people. But like Hitler, no? It's a whole country's karma, or Jewish people's karma, because so many people were killed. But at the same time, he collected such karma that he will not be happy for many births.
So we have to deal with not just our own karma, we have to deal with our family's karma?
No, it is your karma, in fact. Why you are born in that family.
Okay.
And why you suffer. Because not every member of the family will suffer the same amount, isn't it?
Yes.
Mother will suffer most. Father may not be so much attached. Usually we find father is not so attached, but mother is more attached to children. So if children are suffering, mother will suffer more. So a mother's karma is more. Or those who are detached, loving but detached, they don't suffer. So it's not necessarily the whole family will suffer. Follow? Everybody has got, it is karma. Otherwise why they are born in Germany during Nazi period or something? That is also karma, no? And I find even those who have gone through, they're still suffering now. Memory of the past. And if you see, at least my observation of Germans is very serious. Never talking to anybody. Not friendly. Now Kiwis and the New Zealanders, they are very friendly. If you are going on the street, hello, how are you, good morning. Everybody will say good morning on the street. Whereas Germans, I traveled once from Frankfurt to Hanover or something, 9 hours I was in train. We were 6 in that small compartment. Nobody exchanged single word with anybody. Whereas if you travel in Indian train, as soon as you sit, they'll start asking, where are you from? How many children? Which religions you follow? Where are you going? What is the belief of Brahma Kumaris? They will not leave you alone. They will offer food. They will talk to you. So it's a different culture. Different culture, no? And sometimes we say, wherever there is always cloudy weather, gloomy weather, the personality is also gloomy, depressed, or serious.
Didi, in school we learned that the age of cosmos is million, even billion years.
No doubt. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. And you said that the cycle is 5,000 years.
But that's
years.
On the earth and for human being. Follow?
Yeah.
We don't say after 5,000 years the earth will finish. No.
Oh.
Earth is eternal. We say the three things eternal is matter, soul, and Supreme Soul. So earth will remain the same. Only history will change.
So that is meaning that science and PK teaching is not... Science and PK teaching can reconcile about the age of cosmos.
The cosmos may be millions of years. I don't disagree with that. But the thing is, on the earth, this human life history is like this. After 5,000, again people will be there. But their character will be different. The stage of the world will be different. It's like, in winter, the leaves fall off. But in next spring, again the leaves will come up. Same thing. The population, which is now 7 billion or 7 point something billion, will, the rest of the souls will stay in soul world for a time being. Just as all actors don't come on the stage all the time, isn't it? Does all actors come same time on the stage? One after another they will come. And at the end, in those dramas we used to see at the end, all actors are invited on the stage and introduced. This played this role, this played this role. The same thing here also in the world drama. Golden age, few people come and more people keep on coming from soul world. And at the end of this drama, everybody will go home and everybody will stay for a particular period.
So it is about human being, human. Not about the cosmos.
Human being, not cosmos. 11 baje pura karna hai. Kitna baja? 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Last question after that. 11 o'clock we have break and then we'll come back again. You can come and ask more questions. We have got plenty of time still.
Didi, if I may, I like to, I don't know, maybe my interpretation is not correct according to Brahma Kumaris, but to me, this world drama wheel is quite exciting, because for me it represents the cycle of human consciousness, an evolution of consciousness, where the golden age represents us as humans united with God, with the Supreme Source. And through time, we start disconnecting ourselves from the Source, so that it starts to create separateness from God and amongst each other. And as we progress from the Golden Age through to the Silver Age, through to the Copper Age, we create more divisions amongst ourselves, where we create more religions, fight amongst each other, and lose all our virtues and powers right through to the Iron Age. And it isn't right until the Confluence Age, where we start, where we're so separate from each other that we start looking to reconnect back to the Source. That is my understanding of the drama.
Good. You have understood very well. Okay, so let's have 2 minutes meditation.